Hey, Don Marie, you there?
Hi, yes.
Okay, sorry. We had a little technical difficulty there for a moment.
No, I wasn't sure if you're talking to the listening audience or me, so I didn't say anything.
Now we're talking to you. So you're on the air live.
Okay.
Hi, Donna. How are you? This is Cheryl.
Hi, happy feast day, Cheryl and Jim. Great to be here.
And we have two guests that are in the studio with us, Sam and Nancy Singer, so you can say hello to them, too.
Hi, Donna Marie.
Hi, it's great to meet you over the phone and through the radio.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining us on this beautiful feast day, Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary. And as you talk to moms, and we have these beautiful Catholic prayer books for moms, I thought it was very timely that today was your day to come and share some of your words of wisdom, and especially with the new book that we just got this past week. Thank you for sending us Mother Teresa.
You're very welcome, and thank you for your kind thoughts on bringing me on to speak about the Blessed Mother and motherhood and Mother Teresa.
And we understand that Mother Teresa had a very personal, special relationship with the Blessed Mother. Can you tell us a little bit about that, as you know, you've met Mother so many times?
Yes. Well, the Marian dimension of Christian prayer was very central to her prayer life. And just like Blessed John Paul II, she had a deep love for and an intimate relationship with the Blessed Mother. And you could really say she lived under Mary's mantle. And she was constantly seen, you know, praying the rosary. She, of course, wore the rosary at her waist, as the sisters did. And she would be always fingering the beads, even if she was busy at work or, you know, being interviewed or speaking to people or whatever she was doing. She was always praying. She was always praying to her friend, the Blessed Mother, her mother in heaven. And she always encouraged everyone to think of Mary as our mother, you know, not someone distant and, unreachable, but as a mother to us, a beautiful, loving mother who could bring us close to her son, Jesus. So the rosary was so important to her because it was a beautiful prayer of meditation on Scripture, actually, and beautiful events in the life of Jesus and Mary. And so she united herself, you know, to Jesus through Mary. And she also made a consecration that way, in the same way that Pope John Paul II did and St. Louis de Montfort taught about, you know, that consecration to Jesus through Mary. So Mary has so much to offer us, and she's such an exemplary example to mothers, to all mothers, you know, Catholic mothers, Christian mothers, Jewish mothers, every mother. And I write so much about the Blessed Mother in all my books, actually. I weave prayers to her or something, you know, about her so that I could help to encourage and inspire mothers to try to emulate her virtues and not to be afraid to call upon her anytime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there's so much power in the rosary, as has been demonstrated over the years throughout history.
Yes.
And I know it's a great way. It's something that leads people back to the church. We know people that through one Hail Mary, and maybe they couldn't remember how to even say the prayer, but once they started and then led to another, finally to a whole decade, finally to the whole rosary, they're becoming more immersed in the power of prayer.
That's right, and the Blessed Mother will draw us closer and closer to her son. You know, who else but she is? She's the most intimate and close, you know, to her son, Jesus. So she wants the best for all of us, and she wants to draw us very close. I always encourage families, no matter how hectic or busy life may be, to fit in that Hail Mary at the dinner table after you say grace before meals, you know, to, of course, say the Our Father as well, but you say that Hail Mary, and then you will have united yourself in those few moments of time under Mary's mantle, and you'll have her protection. She's such an amazing protector, too, against evil, you know, she being the one who crushes the head of the serpent. And so we have, we reap so many benefits being her friend. You know, she protects us, she loves us, she brings us close to her son. She mothers us in a way that will never be mothered by anyone else, even our own mother, our biological mother. And many people who don't have that loving relationship with their own mother can call on the Blessed Mother and, you know, ask her for her love, and she's ready to give it.
Well, that's right, our Mother in Heaven, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I know it brings me a lot of peace, like you said, from the stress and the hectic part of the day. Even if we're caught up in other activities, maybe we're fixing dinner and we're doing laundry. I know when the children were little, now I don't have that much. As you know, last time you were on the show, we were sharing our new, our brand new empty nest syndrome.
Well, I'm not going to say it's an empty nest yet, Carol.
No, they do come home.
No, because they're not out of the house totally. They're just in college.
I got to let you know, though, Donna Marie, she survived. She made it. It was a rough day bringing him up there, but she survived.
I heard she was a trooper too.
She was. She was a real trooper that day. So.
That's great.
But you know, it gives great witness to motherhood, doesn't it, Donna Marie? You know, it's different. I know as a dad. I mean, I miss my kids and I love my kids, but there's something special about when a mom has to let the little ones go.
Yeah, and, there is. I mean, you have to realize, you know, they used to be attached to us through an umbilical cord.
Right.
You know, when the cord was cut, that doesn't mean our love stopped or anything. And when they walk out the front door, you know, to their new life or to college or to get married, it, you know, the love never stops. So, you know, we're so connected even though we have to let them spread their wings and experience life on their own to a certain extent. And we still guide them, as you know, we still guide them. They're still, you know, not fully grown, and they're still in college or whatever. And even when they're married, you know, we don't push our advice on them, but we're always ready, you know, if they want to talk to us.
Mm-hmm. So, imagine what Our Lady experienced in her walk with her son. Because, we always look to we see the very sterilized photographs or images, not photographs, but images, paintings of our Blessed Mother as they should be. But she was a very real mother to her son.
She sure was. And she had to have, she needed to be steadfast in her faith. She was human, too. So, you know, she may have been holy in the Blessed Mother, but she was human, too. So we know that we can not be afraid to call upon. She understood everything as a human mother. You know, she understood pain and heartache and suffering and the joys.
Right. Look at the suffering that she had to witness that her son went through. And when we're going through a tough time and we think, oh, I just can't go another day, unite and offer up all those sufferings and just think about what she had to endure. And then, you know, we're able to get through our whatever that little situation might be.
That's right, Cheryl. And also, to call upon her during those times, because she knew, she experienced it. So we know that we could feel comfortable and peaceful asking her for her help, because she totally understands what we're going through. Isn't it amazing to have a mother in heaven that we can call upon? So we're so blessed to have the prayer of the rosary, and even just a simple prayer like Mother Teresa taught me, Mary, Mother of Jesus, be a mother to me now. And when you are at a lack of, you're not able to formulate the words or be very articulate in your prayers, you might be just overwhelmed, you can just call on just her name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mary, please help me. Dear Mother Mary, help me, please, guide me. Show me how to mother my children when they're acting up or when this is happening or when that one is suffering. And we can just call upon her. And we can't forget to ask for the graces. There are so many graces she wishes to bestow upon us. And we are, you know, we should remember to ask her. Within each rosary we pray, we ask for graces. So don't waste the rosaries. A lot of the saints have said that. Don't just, not that it would ever be wasted, but we want to reap all the benefits we can, right, to get all those graces so we can pass them on.
That's right. That's right. And, of course, we know the cause for canonization has been opened for Father Patrick Peyton, who spread the great devotion to the rosary and with the catchphrase of the family that prays together stays together.
And Mother Teresa used that all the time. He, of course, coined the phrase, but
right.
He loved that.
And not taken lightly. That is a fact, and that is true. And that the family rosary was always such a very special place in so many Catholic homes. And I think even that has unfortunately gone by the wayside.
Unfortunately, I know. But I try to encourage families, even just to, if you can gather your children and pray a decade of the rosary, start with the one Hail Mary, like Cheryl was mentioning. Start with that one Hail Mary and build upon it. So if you get a decade in, like every Sunday or every evening after dinner, that's a part of the rosary, and you can continue it yourselves, or you can strive to get that whole rosary in, but just at least, you know, do your best to try to bring that wonderful devotion back And our Holy Father, our past Holy Father, Pope John Paul the Great, blessed now, he wrote so much on the Rosary, and I don't have the quote in front of me, I'm sorry, but he said, challenged us, actually, to bring that devotion back and to pray it, young and old, just to pray the Rosary. He was so devoted to the Blessed Mother as well. As you know, his motto was Totus Tuus.
Right.
So,
right.
We've got these great giants in the Catholic Church. Mother Teresa was so short, but she was a giant
right.
spiritually in her holiness, and Pope John Paul II recommending the Rosary, and both of them being consecrated to Jesus through Mary.
That's
so
right.
That has to say a lot. That's got to give us a lot of encouragement to try to apply that to our own lives.
Right, and the Holy Father gave us the luminous mysteries, after how many hundreds of years?
No.
And all of a sudden he says, wait a minute, there's something missing here. We have to, and what a great
incredible that,
gap
how that
bridge.
Came about,
know? Yeah,
but so, he was a brave man, wasn't he?
Oh, absolutely. I have to take that. But now, when you pray the luminous mysteries, and you say, why didn't we think of this before?
Exactly. It only makes sense.
Right.
And, well, why were we forgetting that? But we were going by the tradition, and we had to wait for the Holy Spirit to enlighten Pope John Paul the Great to tell us.
That's right. That's right.
To tell us what to do. And, I think Cheryl was mentioning, or Jim, actually. I can't remember now.
If it's a good idea, it was Cheryl.
Okay. Oh, you're so humble. Well, about all of the everything that the Blessed Mother experienced and how she knows pain and suffering, and I just wanted to mention that a whole chapter of an upcoming book I have, it's called Embracing Motherhood, and it's going to be out in January. That whole chapter is dedicated to Blessed Mother and about, seeing her as a model for holiness, and it goes through her life, all the different scenarios of her life that we can reflect upon, and talking about what she actually went through and how she demonstrates attributes and virtues that all women can emulate, whatever their vocation. So I just thought I'd throw that out.
And when can we expect that?
January, I actually just saw the beautiful cover image of about a week ago. I put it out on my blogs and my website and Facebook. It's just a beautiful picture of a mother's hand holding a baby's hand, although it's for every age of a mother, every age child, but it's just a very beautiful cover. So that'll be, and the audio version, there will be an audio version of it. I'm going to be doing that in about a week or so.
Great.
So that'll be fun to have an audio book, so the people who can't read it can listen to it in their cars.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you.
Great work, Dawn Marie. It's always a pleasure talking with you, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's just wonderful to have our chats. They go by so fast, but I look forward to when we get together and we can share the feast.
Well, tell our listeners again how they can find out more about you, Dawn Marie, and find out about all the great work that you're doing.
Well, thank you. And it's all for the glory of God when you say the great work I'm doing. Thank you for your kind words, but all for His glory.
Amen.
And my website is www.donna, D-O-N-N-A, Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, O'Boyle, O-B-O-Y-L-E.com. And you can find out more there. And I hope you visit my blogs where I try to update as often as possible things on the domestic church. We're talking on the domestic church radio right now, and we like to I like to just give tips and inspiration and encouragement to families, because we really need it, don't we?
We absolutely do. We do, Dawn Marie. And thank you for all the great work you're doing for God's glory, and we look forward to talking to you again next month.
Oh, thank you guys for all you do. God bless you. Let's keep one another in prayer, and I'm going to finish my rosary with you guys and your wonderful guests there included.
Well, ask Our Lady in your prayer, as she intercedes for us always, that, today being her great feast day of the Holy Rosary, tomorrow is the feast day of Our Lady of Good Remedy.
Oh.
And this is a beautiful title of Our Lady that Mother Angelica recommended to me 12 years ago to pray for our needs here at the radio station. This is the end of our annual Fall Pledge Week. So if you would include in those prayers that good, kind souls respond to the needs that we have here at the radio station, we'd appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. Our Blessed Mother, I'm sure, is going to take care of that.
Okay.
We'll keep it in our prayers. Thank you so much. God
Thanks,
bless
Dawn
you both.
God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you, Donna. Our best to your husband.
Thank you so much, and wonderful prayers going your way for your son away at college, too.
Yes, okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. We'll talk to you next month.
Okay, God bless.
God bless.